Hi everybody, this is Sammy from the band Creator, and you're listening to Metal Metal.
Creator, היוצר, עם תת.
בשנת 1992, להקת קריאטור מכריזה על הגעתם לישראל ואכן מגיעה להופעה במדבר יהודה, משהו מפגר.
מישהו יכול לאשר שזה באמת קרה, ההופעה הזאת?
זה קרה, אני יודע, היה כמה אנשים שחיו ב-92 ושמעו מטל, ובשנת 2006 קריאטור חוזרת לישראל, והפעם למועדון התיאטרון.
אני הייתי שם, זאת הייתה הופעה אדירה.
בתל אביב, הופעה מפגרת ואדירה, שהיינו בה ונהננו מאוד בקריאטור. ב-2013, 16 בינואר, רצינו לראות שוב את קריאטור.
ב-18 בינואר.
להופעה שלישית, אבל הם לא הגיעו והבריזו מישראל. ולכן, ב-28 לשמיני,
זה
חייב לקרות. בפעם השלישית, קריאטור בישראל ומטל מטל מתכוננת לאירוע הזה עם תוכנית שלמה, עם מיטב השירים של קריאטור.
וגם יהיה פה גיטריסט קריאטור סמי, ואנחנו מתחילים.
ונביא לכם את סמי מקריאטור.
עם פנטום אנטיקרייסט.
Oh shit!
I'm
מטאל, מטאל, ספשייל קריאטור, הלהקה הגרמנית הזאת שנמצאת בתיאוטוניק 3, ביחד עם להקת דיסטרקשן, שהיו אצלנו כאן בתוכנית, וראינו את הסולן שלהם שמיר, ואתם מוזמנים להאזין לזה.
ולא הרבה אנשים הגיעו להופעה של דיסטרקשן, והייתם חרה.
כן, אף אחד לא בא לזה. למה לא באתם להופעה של דיסטרקשן?
כי אני וליאור ראינו רבע מהקהל שהיה שם בערך, זה היה מאוד מאכזב, ואני מאוד מאוד מקווה, שבהופעה של קריאטור, בדומה לפעם הקודמת שהם היו בישראל, והיה באמת מפואר, ואנשים כיבדו והגיעו והריעו והשתגעו, אני מאוד מאוד מקווה לראות את זה שוב ב-28 לאוגוסט, במועדון הברבי.
התאחדו, צאו מהבתים, לבשו את השכפצים ואת ז'קטי הג'ינסים הפצ'ים שלכם.
נכון.
ותגיעו, בכל מקרה, אם אתם רוצים לשמוע את התוכנית שעשינו עם סולן להקת דיסטרקשן, אתם מוזמנים להזין לתוכנית מספר 263 באתר מטל מטל.
ואנחנו לא אומרים לכם להגיע בגלל שאנחנו מקבלים איזה משהו מזה. רגע שנייה, אישי, תביא את השטר של המאה, מה זה 200? 100-100, אני לא מקבל שטר של 200.
אנחנו שני אנשים.
שני אנשים שאני יכול... טוב, סער, יש לנו את התוכנית לעשות. בקיצור,
לא, אבל אל תביא לי חצי של שטר של 200, אני לא יכול להשתמש בזה.
אישה, אתה מביא את החלק שלי במטבעות? תגיד לי, אתה עושה מני צחוק, אני עובד איתך 10 שנים.
ועוד מטבעות של 5 שקל, זה לא מגנטי, זה לא נדבק לי לארנק.
לי הוא הביא 2 כלים.
2 כלים?
בקיצור.
כן, אז בכל מקרה, כן, אנחנו מדברים קריאטור. קריאטור, זנו...
היוצר, עם אמהות צדיק.
לא, זהו, היוצר, אבל... היוצר. אז הם כותבים יוצר.
יוצר.
יוד, וו, תת, סמך, רש. יוצר.
נכון.
יפה. אז קריאטור עם קיי, לא ברור, אבל כנראה זה יותר מגניב, כמו קורני,
לא, זה יותר גרמני. זה יותר גרמני.
נכון, זה הכי גרמני בעולם. קריאטור, נכון,
קריג.
יש לי, לא.
איסקריג.
איסקריג, קריאטור, איסקריג. אחי, אבל אני אגיד לך מה.
קריאטור, איסקריג. פאג'ר, פאג'ר, פאג'ר.
לא, אני אגיד לך מה, יש לי בבית דבר כזה, limited edition של רמשטיין, וכתוב על זה original single collection, עם K פעמיים, collection. אז כן, אז זה גרמנים. בכל מקרה, משלושת הגדולות של הטרש הגרמנית, ביחד עם סודום ודיסטרקשן, יש שיגידו שזה 4 גדולות, ביחד עם טנקארד,
יש שיגידו שאנשים סעורים שולחים שיקורים ברחוב והם שמנים והם יותר מדי בירה, הם מוצלחים.
יש שיגידו.
למרות שטנקארד הם אחלה.
כן. בכל מקרה, ואנחנו מאוד מאוד אוהבים את קריאטור, נורא נהנו בהופעה הקודם שלהם בארץ, אנחנו ממליצים לכולם להגיע גם להופעה הזאת, ואנחנו נגיד שיצא לנו לפגוש את מילה פטרוזה.
מילה.
וחוץ מזה שהוא באמת אחלה פרפורמר ובן אדם די מטורלל על הבמה, וסיפרנו כבר כל מיני סיפורים פה בתוכנית, אנחנו נספר אותם עוד פעם, על כל מיני דברים שהוא עושה בהופעות, אבל מה שכן, אנחנו נגיד שראינו אותו בבקסטייג' והוא היה מה זה down to earth ונחמד ואחלה, אחלה של באחלה של גבר, ואנחנו הזנו בעצם תחילת התוכנית עכשיו לשיר, בעצם שיר הנושא מתוך האלבום פנטום אנטיקריסט האחרון שלהם שיצא ב-2012, ואנחנו הולכים לעבור לשיר שהוא תראו אחוז שרמוטה, אחד השירים הכי מוכרים של קריאטור שמנגנים בכל הופעה.
מתחילת הדרך.
תוך כדי, באדרן, לא יודע איפה, מתחילת הדרך, 1985.
שהוא מעביר גם בליריקה שלו את הנחמדות שלהם ואת הדרך ארץ שלהם.
ומה שגורם לדמיין פטרוזה להיות בן אדם כל כך נחמד.
שהוא מאוד נחמד. ואנחנו כמובן לא מדברים על פלג אוף הייט, כי מה פתאום שהם ישנאו? אנחנו בסך הכל מדברים על פלז'ר טו קיל! פלז'ר טו קיל של קריאטור.
Yes. from your open body. If I don't want to see, tasting the blood from your lips as you die means the distraction to me. Blast shot to kill.
Al Metal, you're with us, and we're gonna talk with a very special person now, with Sammy Ilizirnyo. We don't really know if we pronounced it well, but he's the guitar player and backing vocals for Creator since 2001 and until this present day. Speaking to us now from where?
Hi, yeah, this is Sammy, and I'm talking to you guys from Helsinki, Finland.
Oh,
and
Finland.
You pronounced my name perfectly correctly. It's just the way you do it.
Finland, the capital of metal.
Yeah.
The new capital of metal.
Yes, that's pretty much
it. You have a lot of metal in Finland, don't you?
In Helsinki, yeah. There's plenty of bands. There's like almost too many, if you ask me. But no, but it's great. It's great that I love it when there's a lot of people making music, and it's good to have a strong scene and all that. So it's a good thing. Yeah, sure. There's a lot of music coming from here. Yeah.
Okay, so let us ask you a question about you're coming from Finland, and usually we're used to Finnish metalers doing, you know, Children of Bodom and Norther and bands like that. More of a kind of not thrash metal. It's very special to see a Finnish artist playing thrash, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, if you mentioned the people before, like Children of Bodom or Norther, they're a bit younger than me, you know. So I'm 43, so I was still living the time when the first wave of thrash metal. So it comes very naturally to me. But with Creator, I've been playing with them for around 15 years now. But mm-hmm. but that music style, yeah, it was something that I remember already from my childhood. And there were some bands from Finland doing sound like that back then too, like bands like Stone or whatever. But not so much anymore, except for young kids, like bands like Lost Society and bands like this. So there is like young kids in Finland playing that kind of music as well nowadays, which is strange for me, but they, somehow they do.
And do you listen to any Finnish metal these days?
Sure, of course. You know, Helsinki is a small town, and you automatically know a lot of people also, and you tend to trade CDs and wondering what the next guy is doing. But it doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, I like to listen to not only metal, but all kinds of music from everywhere in the world. So it's I don't think it's important where you come from. But of course, you know, it might affect the sound a little bit, but in the end, it's not the main thing.
When you came into Creator, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but they had some kind of a specific sound, and let's say that from 2001, actually, we can see a change in Creator. Is that something that already started in the band before you arrived, or you think that you coming into the band actually affected the path of this band?
Well, I mean, if you think of Creator, there's four musicians. We're a quartet, and if one guy changes, you know, it's one-fourth of the sound. And the thing that how that album Violet Revolution, how it turned out back then, 2001, I mean, it was Miller was the main songwriter in it, which he actually still is for the most part. It had to do with all of us, so my input would have been, I guess, one-fourth.
Okay, so maybe that's a good time to start with a song. We're gonna listen to the title track from this album called Violent Revolution. Here in Israel, you always hear it if you go to metal parties or if you sit down in a metal bar. This song is always there, you know. So
well, that's very nice to hear.
You play it in shows, right?
Yeah, we usually do. It's usually a part of the set. It's a strong live song for sure, yeah.
Let's give it a listen. The title track from Violent Revolution. Violent Revolution.
Failed to tolerate me.
Silent Revolution by Creator. We're talking with Sammy, the guitar player and backing vocals of this band.
And now, before, we talked about a bit about being in Creator and you being one-fourth of what influences the band. And the next thing I wanted to ask you is, how is it working with Mili Patroza? Is he acting as the boss of the band, or it is nothing to do with being the boss, even though he's been around
since the beginning,
for ages?
Yeah,
well, we got like two original guys that were started back in 1985. You know, the first album that Creator ever made was Endless Pain. It's ages ago. It's like 30 years ago. But there are two guys left from that lineup, which is Ventor, the drummer, and Mille, the singer. And for, you know, Mille is kind of a, you know, he's the main songwriter of the band. I guess it would be fair to say that he's a sort of band leader in a way. But still, when it comes to arranging songs and putting them together before going to the studio, it also there's a certain kind of democracy there too.
Everything
works fine. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time together, and you know, it's like everybody knows their place, and it's an important thing is that everybody stays creative.
Okay, but after 15 years of you being in the band, would you say it's easy to work together?
Well, not really that many arguments, because I think we have managed to find our own sound and refined it and defined it, and we kind of know where our strengths lie in, and we know which things each member of the band is best at doing, so we want to respect that, and also you know, of course, sometimes we want to also, you know, push each other ahead, that everybody can give their best performance. It's not so much about arguing maybe, but it's more about trying to get the best end result.
Yeah, of course, that's the goal, of course. What can you tell us about what are you doing these days as a band?
Well, it's the summer, so summer is always a nice time, because there's like festivals on the weekend. Then you get to go home for a couple of days and then go back to festivals. And there's been really a lot of good ones this year. We were headlining the Bang Your Head over in Germany next to Stuttgart, and that was an amazing show and a kind of a honor for us to do that. And there's a lot of festivals coming up, quite a lot of shows. And after that, we also want to think about starting to work on the next album. We haven't booked a studio yet, but you know, like, get the songwriting process working, and you know, like this.
I think now we will go further to the next album with you. That album is definitely our favorite, right? Am I right? Our favorite Creator album,
yeah,
of all.
Yeah.
And even though everybody's like into, you know, the old school and waiting for Flag of Hate and Pleasure to Kill, we think that actually Enemy of God is the best album that we've heard from this band. So we just adore it. So anything you can tell us about this specific album, about the making of it, and how do you perceive it as a band?
I remember that time very well. It was like, I can't remember the year. Was it 2004 or 2005? I remember we went over to England with this guy called Andy Sneed. He has a studio there. He's a, mm-hmm. He produced Violent Revolution also, and then he produced Enemy of God as well. And it was the second time we were working together, so he kind of knew what he wanted to pull out of the band. But it was a very nice recording session. It was in the countryside over there in England. It was an amazing session. Only good memories from that time, for sure.
All right, so we're going to listen to the title track from this album called Enemy of God. And, Dave, anything to say about that?
Enemy of God!
Okay, that wasn't that good, but let's hear it how it should be done. Enemy of God from Enemy of God.
Oh!
Enemy of God from the album Enemy of God from 2005 by Creator, and we have with us on the line the guitar player.
So if I'm not mistaken, Creator has been around for about 30 years, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you got to remember that the guys were little kids. They were teenagers when they started. They were like, I don't know how old they were, maybe 15 or 16 years old. And I think you can probably hear it, too, when you listen to the first album.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
And there was a couple of, you know, lineup changes through the years. But this lineup has been playing together now for 15 years already. It doesn't feel like that, but we have, yeah.
Wait, but when they started, you were a kid. So were you a fan of this band before you joined them?
I knew of them when I was a kid, for sure. I mean, I even remember some friends of mine who bought that album, Terrible Certainty. It was back in 1987, so I must have been like 15 years old or something. So that was the first time I heard of it. this guy was a drummer, and sure, it was very interesting to hear back then, also.
Okay, and Creator has been around as long as we just said. They are one of the thrash band that really holds on from the 80s until now, and still releasing albums and doing a great job. But what would you say is your opinion of what is the secret of Creator that lets the band keeps on going while other bands sometimes not doing as well as they did if they still exist at all?
well, you put it kind of in a funny way
because I'll tell you why in this show we keep talking about thrash bands that did some amazing
things back in the 80s, but now they're
but
like
in the last 5, 6, 10 years of the 2000s, they can't even get close.
Of these bands playing live the old songs, you just think like I really regret coming to this show because I really enjoyed it better but before in Creator we never found anything that is, you know, going off there. So do you have any opinion about that?
Well, first of all, thank you. That's a huge compliment. I really appreciate you saying that. And it's been going on for a long time, and I think it's important for a band who has been making music for and so many albums as we have done, is just, you know, to stay persistent and also always be careful not to repeat yourself and try always to find a new theme and a new kind of approach for every new album that you make. I mean, even though the core of the sound is there, but, you know, to have always a kind of a different approach to keep it fresh. So that's my theory of how it might be. But maybe another secret is, for me, that I live in Finland and the rest of the guys live in Germany, so I don't get to see them that often. So it's still very safe.
But when you try to be all the time, let's say, original, and sometime the crowd is perceiving stuff rather, I don't know, not well. And I don't know about record sales or anything like that, I'm not saying, but if you take an album like Endorama, it's totally different than everything that was before and after. And some bands that did this type of change really
risks,
got burned in the way. And are you considering also, when you write an album, to try these type of things again, or something like that will be a whole different direction, or is that something that...
I think what you were just said about like album like Endorama, it has to do with the fact that you it's very healthy for a band to experiment every once in a while a little bit, you know, it keeps things fresh. But if you ask me, I mean, I wasn't involved with that album, but it could have also been a Mila Petrozza solo album. But I mean, it's not bad. It's good.
I think it's an awesome album. I think it's very very refreshing to hear it when you hear the whole discography. It's a whole different thing, and I like it.
Yeah, me too. I agree, and it has this kind of a gothic approach, and I think it's quite charming. But it's very important for any band to see where their boundaries are and how far they can stretch their own ability in songwriting and stuff like that. So it's very healthy. Yeah.
All right. So it's going to be your second time in Israel?
Yeah, I mean it's really a long time ago. I think it's like 8 years ago or something that we were there, and then we were supposed to have a show. I think it was 2013 or something. But our bass player, he drives motorcycles like motocross, like sports. Mm-hmm. I'm always telling him that he shouldn't, but he does. and he hurt his shoulder a little bit back then. It wasn't anything serious, but when you hurt your shoulder, it's difficult to play bass guitar. So that's why that got canceled. So that was kind of a shame. But no, we're very happy to come back after this long break. I don't think it took far too long, if you ask me.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to see you here live. And talking about Israel, I think we should play Suicide Terrorist. Just saying, you know.
I don't know how that even relevant. But okay, but it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. So when you
it's a nice tune, and we mustn't forget that it's against Suicide Terrorist.
Oh yeah, yes? Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
We all against it.
Yeah, we're.
That's
yeah.
what we're saying.
But when yeah, this, yeah, yeah. when this was written, it was it influenced by things that are happening here in the Middle East, or is it more of a just a global thing?
It was 2005. I mean, the whole theme of, I mean, the Enemy of God song had something to do with the second Persian Gulf War, and of course unfortunate things that happened around it, and terrorism is one of them, and it's a song against that. Yes, it's against violence, the song for sure.
Well, against violence, but it has a little bit of violence in it.
It sounds very violent to me.
Yeah, it's musical violence. Yeah. It's a friendly form of violence. There's a huge difference there.
All right, so let's listen to this song, Suicide Terrorist, one of our favorites from our favorite Creator album anyways. And we've got Suicide Terrorist.
Yeah.
suicide terrorist.
Nice.
Yeah, we're not hailing for the suicide terrorist, but for the song. And so a creator with us on the line, we have Sammy, guitar player, and also you've been for years in a band called Voltari and other bands. We don't really know that band, but they're supposed to be a legend, a crossover legend, it's written in the internet. But the band that we do know is Bar and Earth, which we really, really like.
Great band.
You're still playing with them, right?
Yeah, with Bar and Earth, yeah. Just last weekend we were playing at a festival at the Faroe Islands.
Oh, the Faroe Islands.
Because the new singer of Bar and Earth is from the Faroe Islands, so that was an interesting experience for me because I'd never been there. It was like an Arctic scenery over there. You know, there's no trees, no bushes, no anything.
Yeah, Faroe Islands became pretty big in the metal also because they won first place in Wacken, I think, 2 years ago, also Faroe Islands. So...
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, so they started making metal over there. So
yeah, it's that band, that Humphrey that won, and actually he is also the new vocalist of Foreigners.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, that's a trivia thing we didn't check out before. We'll, somebody will pay for it. In the, yeah, nobody did their job well in the thing. Anyways, first we wanted to thank you for being with us on the show. And
absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you very much. And don't forget, the show is at the 28th of August.
That's correct.
Club Barbie.
Barbie Club 28th
of August. But I want to ask him another thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
That interests me personally.
Yes.
That, as you know, these days, you know, these days people don't like to stay at the same job for like 20 years, like our fathers that used to be technician for 20 years or something like that. And these days they like to change jobs after 5, 2, maybe 6 years sometimes. And you are in the same job for like a lot of time now, only 15 years in this band, and not talking about Mille that is living creator forever. How is it to experience the same type of work? Because it's work, I guess, even if it's fun sometimes. You'll answer that just now. But how is it to do the same thing with all the effort while you might have a family or whatever? Going on with doing all of this?
Well, my favorite part of being a musician is definitely like getting ready for the studio and recording new stuff, that, you know, the creative part that happens when you feel like, at least as a musician, you have the feeling to yourself that you might possibly be achieving something or documenting a certain period of your own life and maybe sharing it with other people. So that's the part that I like the best. Touring can sometimes be boring, but for example, during the summer when you do festivals in the weekend, I actually like it quite a lot, and I'm the kind of a guy who also travels in his free time, so the only times that being a musician might be boring is when you do long tours in a tour bus that last over a month or so, but that's not so bad either, you know. It's you get to play your music and you get to do what you think you're good at, so it's a kind of a passion of mine anyway. And when it comes to playing the same in the same band or same kind of stuff, that's exactly the reason why for example we just put out that new Baron Earth record, is to have some you know, some versatility and mm-hmm. and also other influences from other musicians and stuff like that. I've been doing it for a long time, but I still enjoy it, and I'm very much looking forward to coming to Israel on the 28th of August and playing at the Club Barbie.
Yeah!
So, thank you very, very much again for being with us. We're going to finish this with what we hope to see there with you in the pit, with a little bit of Hordes of Chaos. And a little bit of everyone against everyone and chaos.
Everyone against everyone. It's so simple.
Thank you, Sammy. And we'll see you in Israel on the 28th.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Bye. מטל מטל, תודה רבה לסמי, גיטריסט להקת קריאטור שהיה איתנו כאן בתוכנית ונתן לנו ככה בכבוד. אנחנו הולכים להשמיע לכם עכשיו במטל מטל את השיר שאנחנו בעצם הכי אוהבים של קריאטור.
והוא השיר הטוב ביותר בעולם. השיר הטוב השיר הטוב ביותר בעולם
לשבוע
זה הוא אחד השירים שזה לא החלטנו את זה הרגע, זה שיר שבאיזשהו שלב כששמענו אותו ואנחנו אהבנו כבר קריאטור בשלב הזה שהשיר הזה יצא,
וזה שיר נורא פשוט והוא נורא קליט וגם כאילו הוא לא בא בפנתיאון, הוא לא נחשב ביחד עם פלז'ר טו קיל ופלג
אובי. זה לא איזה משהו שאני מאמין הרבה אנשים בכלל יספרו את זה כאיזה שיר זכיר של קריאטור.
אבל קריאטור כן מנגנים את זה בהופעות, זאת אומרת שהם יודעים שזה שיר חזק.
הם כנראה אוהבים את זה. אנחנו איפשהו תמיד יהיה לנו מקום לשיר הזה באופן מיוחד.
אבל איך קוראים לשיר לא אמרתם?
רגע, אבל אני מנסה למשוך את זה עוד שנייה.
למה? והתוכנית נגמרת.
ולשיר הזה קוראים פוביה.
פוביה.
ומעבר לנושא, יש פה כוחניות בשירה, בהצגה של הטרק הזה. ממש שיר כיפי וחזק.
יש לזה גרוב, יש לזה אחלה ריף.
יש לזה אחלה גרוב.
וזה הולך ככה.
פוביה.
אנחנו מסיימים את התוכנית הזאת של קריאטור, ואנחנו מאוד נהננו ככה שהייתם איתנו במטל מטל, ב-6.2 FM, הרדיו בינתחומי.
מעבר לזה, כבר דיברנו על זה אולי בעבר בתוכנית, אבל כשאנחנו מגיעים להופעה,
אנחנו לא לובשים תחתונים.
לא, על זה לא התכוונו גם לדבר כרגע, אבל כשאנחנו מגיעים להופעה ואנחנו מכירים את הלהקה, וזה סבבה, זה נחמד, אבל כשאנחנו ממש ירדנו לעומק השירים, ואנחנו ממש יודעים אותם, לשיר אותם, וממש מכירים את הליריקה, ואיך שהשירים מתנגנים, כדוגמת התוכנית הזאת שמעתם הרגע בעצם שעברה, כי על חלק גדול מאוד ממה שיהיה בהופעה הזאת, אם אתם מכירים שיר שיר את כל השירים שהתנגנו כאן, אתם הולכים ליהנות מההופעה בממד אחר. כי
היא הולכת להיות בממד X, ב-28 לשמיני, זה קורה.
28 לשמיני, אתם עוברים לממד X עם בר מוח, ריבופ וגוקסטדיץ'.
אמרת שלא נלך לחיריה.
וזה הולך להיות כיף. להקת קריאטור בישראל, 28 לשמיני, במועדון הברבי, הולך להיות צפוף,
הולכים לסיים,
הולך להיות חנוך, הולך להיות דחוף, הולך להיות פצוץ, הולך להיות כפוף,
מאלבום שאף אחד לא אוהב חוץ ממנו, שנקרא,
אנחנו נשמע,
אנדורמה,
את אנדורמה,
השיר מתוך אנדורמה, אנדורמה, שיר הנושא, יחד עם הסולנים, אני לא טועה של לקרימוסה, שהוא מתארח כאן, אלבום שיצא בשנת 1999, אני רק אגיד שהשנה הזאת היא שנה מאוד מיוחדת, להרבה להקות שהחליטו בשנה הזאת, פתאום לעשות משהו, להשתגע. מגדס הוציאו את ריסק.
הם החליטו שבשנה הזאת זה מין שנה שאפשר לעשות מה שאתה רוצה.
אחי, דארק טרנקוויליטי הוציאו את פרוג'קטור. כאילו, כולם פתאום שינו כיוון בשנה הזאת.
באמת משהו מוזר קרה, כנראה שהכניסו להם משהו לאוכל, אבל בדרך כלל זה יצא טעים. אין דורמה של קריאטור.
איתון גם בשבוע הבא, דאב-דאב-דאב-דאב-דאב-דאב-דאב-דאב-דאב.
לא, כשאני אומר אין דורמה של קריאטור, השיר מתחיל. אז התחיל כבר, סבא, אתה יכול לדבר.
תודה שאתם איתנו במטל מטל, 106.2 FM רדיו בינתחומי וגם תמיד ב-www.metalmetal.co.il. יש לנו גם בפודבין, www.metalmetal.podbean.com, את כל התוכניות שלנו, אחלה שרת, מגניב, מרהיב.
מטל מטל ממשיכה לחדור לכל מקום בפרטיות שלכם.
לחדור,
בינוס, לחדור.
שבוע הבא, יאללה ביי.
בינוס, לחדור, בינוס. Follow my friend. Follow my friend. Endorama touching you. This is the end. This is the end. Expect no mercy. Expect no mercy. Just understand. Just understand. Endorama comes to an end. This is the end. This is the end of your false paradise. This is the end of mankind's pride. Of selfishness needed no longer. I've forgotten that illusions die. It's getting closer. It's getting closer. Follow my friend. Follow my friend. Endorama's touching you. Endorama. This is the end. This is the end. Expect no mercy. Expect no mercy. Just understand. Just understand. Endorama comes to an end.
It's getting closer. It's getting closer. Follow my friend. Follow my friend. Endorama touching you. This is the end. This is the end. Expect no mercy. Expect no mercy. Just understand. Endorama comes to an end. This is the end.